Okay, folks, good morning. Herman Cain wants a job in the White House pretty bad. Well, we know that. He's a candidate for president. By her account, Sharon Bialik seriously wanted a job with a foundation affiliated with the National Restaurant Association a decade ago. When she went to Herman Cain for help some time ago, she got an unwelcome hand under her skirt. That is basically the allegation outlined at a New York public appearance yesterday by Bialik, whose face has suddenly taken over the political news cycle.
I'm coming forward to give a face and a voice to those women who cannot, or for whatever reasons, do not wish to come forward, and on behalf of all women who are sexually harassed in the workplace but do not come out of fear of retaliation or in public humiliation.
By Bialik's side yesterday at that news conference was superstar lawyer Gloria Allred, a detail noted in a statement from the Cain campaign yesterday. Activist celebrity lawyer Gloria Allred is bringing forth more false accusations against the character of Republican frontrunner Herman Cain. The statement continued, all allegations of harassment against Mr. Cain are completely false. And the whole incident was referred to last night on that really authoritative politics show, Jimmy Kimmel Tonight.
We are taking this head on because...
Have you considered hiring Gloria Allred as your attorney?
Let me put it to you this way. I can't think of anything that I would hire her to do, okay?
When the Jimmy Kimmel Show is the headline in American politics, you know it's 2011. Cain will address the allegations in a public news conference in Phoenix later today. We're joined now by journalist and blogger Farai Chadeya. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
And Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and CEO of Christie Strategies, also former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Just to both of you, straight off the bat, where do we stand with this in your view? Ron, you begin.
Well, I think two things. First of all, anytime that you have a sexual assault allegation, I think it should be taken seriously. At the same time, I think this woman who has kept these allegations under wraps for 14 years, one could honestly question the veracity of why waiting for this amount of time for her to come forward. But practically and politically speaking, I think Herman Cain has an obligation to come full, to come clean. He has said repeatedly that all these allegations are false, and he needs to tell us why. Otherwise, I think as a matter of political theater, his fortunes are going to get worse rather than better in the short term.
Farai Chadeya here in the studio. You're doing a panel event previewing the 2012 presidential elections right here at WNYC in the green space later tonight. How do you keep that event from being completely dominated by Herman Cain?
I know. We've definitely thought about that. To me, I think that the Herman Cain situation really has to do with what people view as their affinity group in politics. I spend a lot of time on Twitter, way too much. And so I'm subscribed to a lot of Tea Party feeds and a lot of progressive feeds. And one thing I notice is that the conversations are completely divergent. Some people completely blame Sharon Bialik for spreading false allegations, they say. Other people say this is the end of Cain. I don't think a lot of people are shifting here yet. You know, there's going to be a press conference today, but so far I don't see I see people digging in, I guess is what I'm saying.
I guess it's hard to distinguish, Ron Christie, between those who are just out for the spectacle and those who take some sort of substantive political message out of this. Can you distinguish between the two?
I think I can. I think that people, and I think Farai's comments are exactly spot on here. I think the reason why his political support has not eroded thus far is that a lot of people still remain loyal to Herman Cain, the politician, Herman Cain, the sort of rise from the bottom of the bootstraps and raise yourself to the top person. But the spectacle of all this, and unfortunately, is the specter of having a African-American conservative who has been accused by at least one Caucasian woman that we're aware of. And there's an underlying element of racial tension here, I think. Right or wrong, I think that's the reality of the situation.
Farai Chadeya, you think racial tension is
I disagree. I think, if anything, these allegations have been minimized by, you know, a sort of unwillingness to go back to territory that was inflamed during the Hill-Thomas hearing. So
I think
in some ways Cain has actually been buffered.
Well, right. I think the racial tension that Ron refers to here makes it easier for Cain than, say, a John Edwards to paint himself
yes.
as a victim, right?
Yes.
All right. So what does that mean politically then, Ron?
Well, what I think it means politically is that in the era of Obama, I think that African-American candidates are going to be judged based on their merit and based on their qualifications, and not just based on the color of their skin, although I just can't deny and I just can't imagine that there are people who are looking at this as a spectacle event and thinking, does this have something to do with an African-American gentleman running for president and at least one Caucasian woman who's accusing them of sexual harassment and assault?
Farhad Shadeja, if Kane survives this and goes on to have some success in the political arena here, does this mean that America tolerates this kind of behavior in the workplace?
Well, the reality is that this kind of behavior is fairly common. And as to the original assertion, why did she wait so long to speak? I'm not inside her head, but I certainly know that a lot of people fear workplace reprisals, not just from the places that they worked when they were sexually harassed or assaulted. In this case, she was seeking a job. But basically, you become tainted. I think that when you see this woman on television with her flowing, you know, locks and her, you know, makeup done, that works against her in a weird way. Like, if you're a woman, if you look at all pulled together when you are making a claim about how someone assesses your sexuality, it's actually viewed as a demerit against you. It has so much to do with the structure of how gender is perceived. So it doesn't surprise me that it took so long for these allegations to surface, but it also is kind of astounding that they're completely refracted through politics and not through, you know.
Well, it's also in the way that we deal with these settlements and things, Ron Christie, you're more likely to hear from the Sharon Bialik's than you are from people who have actually been paid and are under a confidentiality agreement and actually aren't really permitted to talk, even though their allegations may have been investigated, Ron.
I think that's true. Again, I just question the timing of the allegations. I question the fact that she admitted that she had gone to a Tea Party rally to hear Kane speak last year, and she said that she was still mesmerized. So I don't see how, if you've been a victim of sexual assault, you can be mesmerized and want to go hear the person who assaulted you speak.
Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Farhad Shadeja, tune in to WNYC. She's moderating a preview of the 2012 presidential elections with guests from all sides of the political spectrum. The green space at WNYC. Go to WNYC.org to find out how. Farhad, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.